Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster, and I'm here today with Claire Hughes-Johnson. Claire is the former COO and currently corporate advisor to Stripe. She is also the author of a book called Scaling People, Tactics for Management and Company, which I will go on record as saying, having read hundreds of books on management and leadership, is now my favorite book on management.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
So welcome to the Daily Bolster.
Thank you, Matt. Great to be here.
Yeah. So I have an interviewing question for you, because one of the things that that called out to me in your book was around hiring outside executives. And it's obviously something we get engaged with every day at Bolster. And you say in the book that it's risky, but sometimes impossible to avoid. And I totally agree with that. But the thing that really got me was after that, you said the two things that you like to look for the most when you're hiring outside leaders are self-awareness and is the person a learner? Do they have a growth mindset?
Yeah.
And I'm totally in. Like, those two things are super important.
Yeah.
The question for you is, how do you figure those out in a 30-minute, a 45-minute interview? How do you figure them out in a two-hour interview?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's I'll give you the shorter answer since we only have a few minutes. I think there are a series of, you start to get attuned to the way people talk about themselves and their work and how curious they are, because really learning comes from curiosity. And so, you know, when they ask questions about you, about the company, you're like looking for a certain curiosity. And I think there's one trick on learning, which is to ask someone, you know, what's something new that you've learned recently that you're really interested in? And what's strange is there are people who are like, what do you mean? Like, and you think, well, like to me, I read an article. I'm like, you know, you're looking for someone, or you ask them to talk, you know, a classic interview question is you ask about, you know, tell me about a project that you were involved in or something you led that went terribly wrong. You know, and so they tell you, and you're sort of looking, are they taking responsibility? Are they blaming others? How were they resilient? You're looking for all those. And you sort of say, what was your role in it? And then you say, and what did you learn? Like, what was your big learning? And that answer to me is often revealing also of self-awareness.
I was going to say, that feels like it hits both.
It hits both because it's, you know, here are things, like some people give very concrete tactical answers, which is okay. You know, like, I should have started the project 3 months earlier. I had a dependency I didn't know I had, and I identified it too late. And that's fine. But it's like people who actually can kind of go step back and say, well, I turned out I had a blind spot. And I thought that the design piece of the project was going to be easy because I didn't really understand design. And, you know, like something that sort of says, oh, and then you say, well, what are you doing now? What do you do differently now? And you're watching someone saying, well, I learned about myself. I learned about this blind spot. I now do things differently. And that also shows some resilience, right? But the self-awareness, one of my favorite things to do, maybe not in the first, you know, when you're hiring a leader, by the way, if you're the hiring manager, which I have been, I hope to meet them more than once.
Oh yeah. So, you got to meet them like three times.
Yeah. I was like, so, and yeah. Even ideally have a meal with them, right? Yes. Like you really want to spend real time with these folks, but so maybe not the first meeting, but certainly in the second one, I have said to people, will you just do me a favor, say they're in a current leadership role or they just left one or something. Whiteboard for me. This is in a real world, but you can do it on a piece of paper over Zoom or on a virtual whiteboard. Your current org chart, you know, just talk me through how you organized your team. You don't have to give me all the names of people, but how did you organize your team and why? And then tell me about some of the individuals and just like, how do they end up in that role? And there's a really interesting thing that happens when people start to talk about their teams and how their teams got formed and why, which is one, you see their level of engagement with their role, their management as them as a manager, them as a leader. But you also learn, you know, did they bring anyone new into the team? Did they inherit the team? Did they have to make a change in one role? How did they make the change? Did they elevate someone who's top talent? But what I'm looking for them to also talk about is themselves, which is, I say in the book, you know, building a great team starts with you, which is, what do I do well? What do I need to compliment myself? And I'm very concerned when someone, well, one, if someone says, well, I just inherited this team. And I'm like, oh, really? 3 years ago? And like nothing has changed, right? Especially in a tech environment. You're moving quickly. Like, right. But I'm really interested when they say, well, I know that I need someone on the team who really augments me with respect to being more analytical or more, you know, and that's what that would be. So it's funny because it doesn't sound like I'm asking about self-awareness, but what I'm really looking for is a combination of things in how they talk about their strategy, the team they built to honor the strategy, and then those individuals and their engagement with them and what those individuals represent as a team around that leader.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that question is also great for getting at kind of the Jim Collins theme of like, are you looking out the window or you're looking in the mirror? And just because they should do both, but they should do both for different things.
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. And so, but I think the headline answer is there's some amount of a scenario type question, or whether that's a real life or, you know, you give them a scenario where you're looking for tells. You can't say to someone, are you self-aware? Like, right. I think people struggle with that, right? Yeah. But I think you're looking for signals of curiosity and learning, signals of, I learned this thing about myself and now I do things differently.
Right.
Those humans are humans I want to work with.
That's right. And what you want to look for when you're hiring executives is humans you want to work with.
That's exactly right.
And humans that other people want to work with.
Even more, people who will inspire followership. Always a good question to ask yourself, would I work for this person?
Yes, exactly. All right, Claire, thank you so much. Claire Hughes-Johnson, Stripe executive and author of Scaling People.
Thank you, Matt.